You've got to try Sports Bets. Bet with mates. I hope you've got the leadership group together, Vossi. Get that leadership group. Build a multi together. Conditions apply. Gamble responsibly. And our man, Hammy Goodman from Sports Bet, joins us on the line. Morning, Hammy.
Good morning, team. TGIF, we made it. End of the week. You touched on it a moment ago. Big weekend of sport everywhere you look. Going to be a horrible weekend to be a couch, but we'll start off with the cricket this evening. Australia versus the West Indies. Now, got a bit tight the other night, but the Aussies, once again, $1.25 favourites. The West Indies are, again, $4, same price as the other day. Top Aussie run scorer moved himself down the order the other night. Aaron Finch, he was the top Aussie run scorer the other evening. He's $5 to do it again tonight. For the West Indies, the market likes Kyle Myers, $4.10 favourite. What a shot he played off the back foot the other night. It was like watching a cricket video game there in that one. So $4.10 for Kyle Myers. Player of the match, the punters again gravitating towards Cameron Green at $8. Evan Lewis at $12 is the shortest West Indian player.
Yeah, they hit some big sixes. There were some big sixes hit by the West Indians. But I did like Mark Waugh's comment. He said the West Indies are like a 20 handicapper golfer. He said one good one, five bad ones. Thought it was a great line. Great line.
Nice, nice. Hey, can you take us to the A-League? Because Brandy's trying to... He's easy on the Sydney FC bus, but I think privately he's sort of warming to Western United once he works out where they actually come from. Because he likes the Western part in it, you know, because Penrith, the West, and Western. He's just working
Okay, Vossi. Come on, Hammy. Give us the prices.
Well, if you like him, Brandy, there's a bit of value about him in the rematch of the final last season tonight. $4 outsiders against Melbourne City, who are $1.80. The draw is paying $3.90 in that one this evening. First goal, it's a tale of two Melbourne City strikers. Jamie McLaren's there at $3.70. Matthew Leckie is there at $5.90. The market rates Alexander Prijevic as Western United's best shot at $7.50. But a bit of value around your boys there, Brandy. Western United, $4.
Sydney Kings, Brisbane Bullets, Kings, big game for them after they won their first.
Well, we've actually got a double header in the NBL tonight. The Kings, $1.38 favourites. The Bullets, $2.89. And then we've got the Battle of the Tasman. The New Zealand Breakers, $1.40 favourites against the Jack Jumpers, $2.89. So a couple of short favourites there. Might be one to multi or even whack in the bet with mates group.
We're going to talk to Jess Yates.
On from Fox. 1000.
Mm-hmm. She'll host all the Fox coverage. Who are the favourites for that one?
Yeah, well, the favourites in this one, Van Gisbergen and Tander, they're paying $4. Last year's winner, Chaz Mostert, and his new co-driver, Fabian Coulthard, are there at $6. Plenty of Bathurst markets, podium, top six, top ten, that's all on the sports bet app. You can check it out. We know as well it'll be the last time Holden go around in the Bathurst 1000, so we've got a market as well. Any Holden to win is paying $1.68. Any Ford, $2.10. But the punters, they're a little bit emotional here. They're following Holden in to sign off for the win on the mountain.
Yeah. All right. Now, racing tips, Hammy Goodman. Now, this is not dictated by the market. These are the thoughts of the great man, Hammy Goodman. Steer us into a couple, can you, please?
Yeah, I'll do my best. So there's a couple. One that I really like, Caulfield Race 9, number 5. The horse, I mean, the name's a good omen. It's called I Wish I Win. It's short at $2.50. I think it should be too good in the Toorak with Luke Nolan on board. In terms of a Group 1 tip, I think Animo at Race 7 in Caulfield in the Might and Power. $2.40 favourite in a stacked field. You've got Zaki there at $4.40. Alligator Blood at $6. I'm Thunderstruck at $6.50. But I think Animo at $2.40, the favourite there, will win that on the way to a Cox Plate win as well in a couple of weeks. I think paying about $3 for the Cox Plate in a couple of weeks. And if you want a little bit of a roughie up there in Sydney, in the Silver Eagle, which is race 8 at Randwick, there is a horse called Kiss Sum, which is number 5, paying $15 for the win, $4.20 for the place. The word I'm getting around the sports bet office, this one coming in, looking really good. So might be a little each way play, maybe a little Stewie Diver each way at the price there, but that's Kiss Sum in race number 8 at Randwick.
Stewie Diver, there we go. The fiver, and you said a tough weekend to be a couch was your opening line, Hammy. Very nice. Nice top and tail. Absolutely. On the all segment, mate. You have a great weekend, Hammy. All the sports bet team, we wish you very well. I hope you lose lots. I hope the punters have a great weekend.
Well, gamble responsibly, boys. I'll catch you next week.